From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The voice of Jose James, Snakes and Wines. Don't talk to me, baby. And wraps itself around a lyric. The effect is funky and soulful and hypnotic. Troubling me, we got to try and figure out some kind of way to go that we know. Troubling me every time I step around the way of dangers flow. So we can let it go. Jose James is rooted in jazz. He grew up in Minneapolis, the son of a Panamanian jazz saxophonist. He studied jazz at the prestigious New School in New York, was a finalist in the Thelonious Monk International Vocal Competition in 2004, and a couple of years ago, he toured with the legendary jazz pianist McCoy Tyner. Jose James is out with a new album titled No Beginning, No End. He told me this song, Trouble, started out on the New York City subway, the Q train.
I literally just had the intro and the beat in my head. I was on the way to the studio to write the song. So I just did like a beatbox and just was doing it for like 20 minutes to myself until I could get to the studio.
So what did it sound like on the subway when you started out?
Just... again and again and again, you know. That's all you need to just to get the, you know, right there, like the kind of beat is there, the swagger is there, the key.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of musical information. And like a lot of people in my generation, we use hip hop as a tool to compose. And then it's the jazz training that let me turn that into a full song. I need someone like you to understand my heart, baby, and my soul. So my baby's always a trouble. All my life lately called on me to
Where did your love of jazz come from in the first place?
I think my first musical memory is actually listening to Billie Holiday. You know, I think I must have been like 3 or 4 years old. I can just remember hearing God Bless a Child That's Got His Own, which I didn't know what she was singing about. And I actually thought she was saying that's got his O because of her kind of slangy Baltimore accent. I was like, what's his O? God Bless a Child That's Got His O, you know? It sounded like some Jay-Z slang now, right? And her voice just kind of made an impression. I feel like her voice has been with me my whole life. And then, like everybody else, listened to 10,000 Maniacs and Beastie Boys, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Tribe Called Quest, and all the 90s hip-hop, even like the really hardcore gangster rap, had jazz samples, upright bass and flute. And, you know, being a child of the CD era, they had to list all the sample clearances. So I'd see, okay, he uses a sample by Miles Davis, and I'd be like, oh, who's Miles Davis? Who's Roy Ayers? Who's Eric Dolphy? And that's kind of sort of how the journey began. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore. And all the time that I used to know is gone away like a river flow. It's all over, it's all over, it's all over.
I'm talking to Jose James. His new album is No Beginning, No End. One of the songs that I keep coming back to, which has so much going on, is a song that features a Moroccan vocalist, Hindi Zara. It's called Sword and Gun.
This was the first song that I recorded for the album, and because of visa issues, it's very difficult for African artists to travel to the UK and the US. She had like a 4-day gap on her tour. And she said, Jose, I have 4 days off in Paris. Can you come? So I flew there without a song or a band to do some writing. And we booked a studio. And I had a little sketch just with this beat. Boom, boom, boom. And she really liked that. She said, okay, we don't need a band. Like, let's start recording. She grabbed a djembe and said, okay, try to play something. And I started playing cajon. And we actually used the number one hip-hop compositional tool, sampling. You know, we sampled ourselves playing the percussion. And then she brought in an element of the Gnawa music.
The what music?
Gnawa. It's a special, sacred Moroccan music. There's usually one or two stringed instruments and a lot of this super complicated polyrhythmical clapping.
Sword and gun, lay down your soldier's arms, got to make it right.
And without a band or anything, in about 6 hours we had already written a whole song that sounded pretty amazing. And it was really exciting for me because I don't think a jazz person would ever walk in to a studio without a band and without a song to record a track on their album. I wanted you to feel like you were taking a journey with me on this album, and I wanted you to feel like you were taking an adventure through music with me and sort of meeting some of my friends, you know. I feel like we got that with this track.
Well, it's a pretty great adventure.
Thank you.
Jose James, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You can hear the entire Jose James album, No Beginning, No End, and more from our interview at nprmusic.org.
Maybe all my life I've been waiting, wonder why. Is it now the time? Make a dream arise. I carry you inside, burning deeply with desire. Burn your blazing fire, jumble through the night. Love, I already know. Your face is already shown.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.